So, you have a movie for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's Pocahontas, but in space with some big blue kitty cats.
Oh, all right. Just give me a minute, okay?
What you doing?
Oh, I'm just calling an ambulance for you. Yes, hello, the person I'm talking to is having a stroke.
Oh, no, I didn't have a stroke. The movie's like a sci-fi Fern Gully with aliens called the Na'vi.
Yeah, he's definitely having a stroke. He's just saying gibberish words.
Once again, sir, I'm not having a stroke.
If you say so.
Hey, maybe send an ambulance anyway. I like when the sirens go, wee-oo! That is a fun noise, sir.
So what's the movie about?
Well, it takes place in the future, and some humans go to a planet called Pandora because they want to mine this mineral.
Oh, what's the mineral called?
Well, since the humans are having a hard time obtaining it, I thought we could call it Unobtainium.
Oh, okay.
So that's like a placeholder name, and you're gonna come up with something less ridiculous?
Oh, yep. Yep, for sure. I will.
Great. So anyway, this guy Jake Sully ends up on Pandora to take the place of his brother that died.
Okay.
And since he has the same DNA as his brother, he's able to control this multi-million dollar avatar they made for him, which is like a hybrid between a human and the Na'vi species.
Man, it sounds like you're gonna need a lot of exposition to explain all this stuff.
Oh yeah, but I actually found a really clever and subtle way to do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, once in a while I have Jake do these video log things, and they're just straight up expository dialogue spoken directly at the camera.
Wow, that's some pretty heavy-handed exposition.
Well, I'm just following the classic rule of writing here, you know, tell, don't show.
Oh, I think you might have got that backwards.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So anyway, Jake goes out on this nature expedition with a couple of scientists, and he's there as kind of a bodyguard.
Oh, so he has like an extensive knowledge about the planet and the stuff that lives there?
No, he immediately runs into two different types of violent animals and has no idea what to do.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that his gun is basically useless against them.
So why would they have this guy be the bodyguard if he's so obviously useless?
Because he's the main character.
Right, makes sense.
So yeah, he gets separated from the scientists and gets lost in the sprawling jungle of Pandora.
But I imagine the humans could just track him and pick him up.
No, they have no way of doing that. Avatars don't have any tracking capabilities.
No, he's totally off the grid.
But if their technology lets them remotely connect to the avatars, that means they do somehow know where they are.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess you're right.
So... let's ignore that and move on?
That works for me.
Thank God.
So what happens now that he's lost in the jungle?
Well, he's about to get killed by these dog things, and this Na'vi woman, Neytiri, saves him.
Okay.
And Jake seems to be special or something, so he gets to be trained by her to join the clan.
Oh, what kind of stuff does he get trained to do?
Well, she shows him how to plug his ponytail into some animals.
What?
Yeah, if you plug your ponytail into animals, you get to control them.
That sounds pretty gross.
Oh yeah, it's pretty weird, and at a certain point, if you want to join the clan, you have to plug it into this banshee dragon thing.
Oh yeah? What's that like?
Well, you have to wrestle it down and shove your thing into its thing, and it's gonna fight back, but you really need to pin it down and shove your tail in there.
That sounds like something you should go to jail for.
What?
Well, you're saying you need to basically force yourself onto this creature?
Yeah, but it's not a sensual thing. They just connect the ponytails.
Do the Na'vi have a way of getting sensual?
Yeah, I actually have a really nice love scene in here where what they do is connect the ponytails.
So the tail is a sensual thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so we're definitely cutting that part out of the love scene.
Tell you what, let's shoot it and see how we feel in editing.
I can tell you right now that I feel gross about it.
So maybe it'll be in the extended cut. Let's just shoot it and see.
Okay.
Awesome.
So is there a bad guy in the movie, or?
Oh yeah, there's this mean hardcore military guy, Colonel Quaritch.
What's his deal?
Well, a movie's only as good as its villain, so I made sure to give him a really compelling backstory and multi-layered character development.
Oh, you did.
Nah, I'm just kidding. He's just a really mean military guy. That's as far as that goes.
Well, I guess that is all we need to know. Plus, that'll keep the runtime down.
Right, although it's gonna be about 3 hours long.
Oh my god.
So anyway, Jake's gonna become kind of the leader of the tribe by taking control of this big dragon thing called the Turok.
Okay.
And only 5 people in history have been able to take control of this thing.
Wow, so it's gonna be a real struggle for him to take control of it.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he realizes that, hey, maybe nobody's attacked this thing from above, and so that strategy works immediately.
Hard to believe no one's ever thought of that.
So anyway, at the end of the movie, the bad humans are gonna try to drop some bombs on the Na'vi so they could take the Unobtainium.
How are the Na'vi supposed to defend themselves from bombs falling from the sky?
Well, the humans are gonna fly low enough to be within range of the arrows.
Very cool of them.
And so the Na'vi are gonna take down the choppers, and it's gonna look super awesome.
Wouldn't the bombs explode when the ships crash?
Oh yeah, they're gonna blow up like a couple of feet away from their intended targets, and for some reason that's gonna be okay.
And so the Na'vi are gonna win.
human.
Yeah, and the bad humans are gonna get shipped back to their dying planets.
What's to prevent them from just coming back with more bombs?
The movie's over.
Oh, okay, good.
So basically what we have is this awesome-looking movie that spreads a really important message.
What's the message?
That nature is important, and if you let money drive your motivations, you're a bad person.
And what kind of budget are you aiming for?
About $250 million.
If that's really the message you want to send, maybe we could donate that money to a charity.
No, I want to make a movie. Give me money.
Fair enough. Spending money on preachy messages is tight.
Hey, there's more where that came from if you want to give me some more money.
I like your style.
So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, bro, I do. I think it's about time for another Avatar movie.
Oh yeah, bring those blue kitty cats back in here. I can't wait to see what's going on with,
the main character.
Jake Sully.
Right, no, I know. That's a thing that I knew for more than 1 week in December 2009.
Well, Jake Sully's back, sir, and we're heading back to that planet everybody knows and loves.
Which is called... the
Pandora.
Pandora. I said it at the same time as you, as because of how much I love it and remember.
Great. So I'm thinking we go big on this one. Like, I want to set a world record on this bad boy.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Highest grossing movie of all time.
Maybe.
So what?
Movie with the most frequent use of the word bro.
Ah.
Yeah, they're going to say bro a crazy number of times.
All right.
Bro, bro, bro.
Bro.
Is that gonna get annoying, maybe, you think?
It won't, bro, because that's how kids talk these days, bro. It's brolatable.
Did you just say brolatable?
Anyway, we're back on Pandora, and it's been like 10 years since the events of the first movie, and Jake has a bunch of kids.
Getting busy with their tails or whatever is tight.
Yeah, so they did whatever that was, and now they have Nateam, Loic, Took, and Kiri.
Is that one name?
No, that's four names.
Fascinating.
And so Kiri's like this teenager that was mysteriously born from Grace Augustine's avatar. You know Sigourney Weaver's character from the first movie?
Oh, who are we gonna get to play this teenager?
I got just the person, Sigourney Weaver.
You think it's gonna be kinda weird to hear a senior citizen's voice coming out of a kid?
Well, yeah, maybe, but also... maybe not.
Oh, I like those odds.
Anyway, so another kid they're raising is this human kid, Spider.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's actually the son of Quaritch, you know, the main bad guy from the first movie.
Oh, and so who's gonna be the main bad guy in this movie?
Quaritch, you know, the main bad guy from the first movie?
Nice.
Oh, wait, no, he died in the first movie, I'm pretty sure. Whoops.
Nope, not a whoopsie. You're not getting a whoopsie out of me.
No whoopsie?
No whoopsie, sir.
See, the thing is, humans are actually back on Pandora now, and Jake is leading the resistance against them.
Okay.
And turns out the humans had a backup of Quaritch's mind and memory, so they shove that into an avatar body.
Wow, well, I guess they really wanted the expertise of, you know, a guy who did not succeed last time he tried something like this. Yeah, they put a bunch of money and resources into bringing back the best guy for the job, the guy who failed spectacularly last time and literally died.
It's not a bad plan, it's not a bad plan.
So anyway, Quaritch and his squad pretty much immediately run into Jake's kids, so Jake and Neytiri need to go save them.
Wow, well, that little squad doesn't stand a chance against Jake and his whole tribe.
Oh, no, Jake and Neytiri don't bring any backup.
Why not?
So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay.
So Quaritch ends up kidnapping his son Spider, and Jake's like, well, I guess I gotta resign as head of the resistance and move away with my family.
What? Why?
Well, if they stick around, they'd be putting everybody in danger. You know, they can't win a fight against Quaritch.
They literally did that in the last movie.
Hey, shut up. So they move away and go live with this water clan. That's all about water.
Oh, water is different from forest.
And for the next long stretch of the movie, it's gonna be kinda like a nature documentary with some teenage angst sprinkled in.
And what's Jake gonna be up to?
Oh, you're gonna like this. He's gonna lecture his kids a couple times.
I do like watching disciplinary lectures.
Everybody does.
And so eventually Jake's son Loak becomes friends with a big old space whale.
A big old space whale?
A big old space whale. So they hang out, and then also Kiri has superpowers now. She can like communicate with creatures and whatnot.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, so she's having a great time. Pretty much the whole movie while people are arguing or fighting, she's just looking around like, oh... okay, oh wow.
Nice.
But eventually the bad guys are gonna figure out where Jake is, so they're gonna keep on going with their mission of trying to kill him.
Well, I mean, Jake's gone and he's not the leader of the resistance anymore. Why is their top priority still trying to take him out?
Well, cause see, that's the plot of the movie.
That works.
So Quaritch teams up with these people who actually hunt those big old space whales, and they want to kill some of them to lure Jake out.
Why do those guys hunt big old space whales?
Because their frickin' brain juice stops people from aging.
So what happened to that stuff the humans were after in the first movie?
Unobtainium?
Yeah.
They were unable to obtain it.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, that checks out.
But the thing about these big old space whales is that they're very hard to kill.
Then how'd they find out about the magical brain juice in the first place?
I don't know. Well, okay then.
So then Jake and the ocean people do get lured out,
out, and there's gonna be a big old fight.
Oh boy, here we go.
And a big old space whale's gonna help them out, and it's gonna be crazy, and Nateum is gonna die.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so the Sully family are very sad, but Quaritch and a couple of his guys are still alive.
Well, it's gonna be hard for a couple of bad guys to stand a chance against all the ocean people.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, it's actually just gonna be Jake and his family fighting these dudes now.
What happened to the ocean people?
Oh no, those guys, they all left. They had to go away.
They're just not there for the final fight.
Yeah, no, cause there was like some fire on the water, so they gotta, you know, head out. They gotta leave early.
Yeah, they dive into the water under the fire.
Hey, shut up, and so the big final action scene is gonna take place on this big ship that's sinking.
Isn't that kind of similar to—
Yeah, James Cameron specifically requested that. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, this guy freaking hates when sea vessels float as intended.
He really does. And so then Jake is gonna manage to choke Quaritch unconscious and let him sink to the bottom.
Wow.
But then that spider kid's gonna save him.
What? Why?
Sequel.
He probably just caused a lot of future pain and suffering for his loved ones.
Sequel.
Yeah, no, all right, you make a good point.
And so that's about it.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, the first movie made an insane amount of money, so I'm pumped. Let's get this out ASAP.
Let's do it.
What are you thinking, like a 2014 release date?
That sounds like a great release year. Let's lock it in.
Hey everybody, Ryan Jordan here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a comment down below. Let me know if you like the other videos, and we have other videos on the channel too. So be sure to like and subscribe. Thank you. Bye. I think I nailed that.